even with his parents, you know, his parent, my second husband's parents wouldn't have anything to do with us until later when they learned, you know, that their son was not going to be ostracized by our society because he was married to me. And they came around slowly. But in the time that they were against us and wouldn't come to our home or invite us to their home, we did not stay angry with them. We wouldn't be angry with them. My husband would still go over there and visit them, even though I wasn't there. I would encourage that, because these were still his parents, and they were good parents to him. And slowly they came around and asked for my forgiveness. So that was good, and I became the favorite daughter-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah. And because we just said, hey, this is the way we live, and we want you to accept our lifestyle, because we do accept yours, even though we may not agree with it. Yeah.
Imagine you're still subject to the experience of having the parents of the man who married one of her stepdaughters was invited to the house here for, they are having a party, a reception for the wedding party. And they came to the door and rang the doorbell, and Vanjie answered the door, and they asked for the madam of the house. So they saw Vanjie was the servant.
My first husband's parents. Okay. My first husband's parents were strenuously opposed to the marriage, our marriage. And they were also very prejudiced. They were very wealthy and socially prominent in their community, so this was emotionally devastating for them. Their home was under a real estate covenant which prohibited blacks or anyone of color from staying at their house. Only domestic servants of color were allowed to live in, and they had domestic servants who lived in. So you can imagine their consternation. His mother cried for days, and his father threatened to disown their firstborn son. So, but when I look back on that, because his parents, his mother, became a part of our lives later, in later years. And it was very difficult for them, but they did finally come around. And my daughters have been to that family reunion every 2 years. And I have become part of that too. And his mother, when she was 90 years old when she came around and accepted my family, our whole family. And she hugged and kissed me. And that, she was 90 when that happened. Maybe even a little younger. She finally accepted it when she realized that her son was not ostracized for doing what he did by marrying outside of the culture, his culture.